Dan Archer has bought Jack's small holding in Ambridge. Yesterday, Peggy and the children packed up the house and went to make a new home with Jack on their Cornish farm. Mrs. Perkins, who went with them to help get the house straight, left her cat, Whiskey, with Walter Gabriel for safekeeping. Jane Maxwell, who left Fairbrothers on Friday, is also due to leave Ambridge today. It's been arranged that after she's collected her baggage from Mrs. Perkins' house, she'll give the key to Phil. Phil is examining Fairbrothers' poultry this morning when Grace approaches him and reminds him of her earlier statement that she wanted to do some work.
Phil?
Yeah?
You remember what I said when you first brought me home in the car from London?
What, about taking over Jane's job, you mean?
Yes. Couldn't I?
Probably be quite a big help if you really want to do the job.
I do, Phil, honestly.
Well, have you told your father? What does he say about it?
He didn't seem particularly worried. He was rather preoccupied with another matter, I believe, on Mrs. Carey's behalf.
Oh.
So here I am reporting for duty.
What, dressed like that?
What's wrong?
Nothing. You look marvellous. The slacks are smashing and the sweater's just a job, but they're far too good for working clothes.